Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for being along with us as we wrap up the weekend style. Coming up in our final hour, we're going to recap last night's icy hot bowl. Steelers and the Bengals in Cincinnati. We'll look at both championship series and baseball as well, with the Blue Jays suddenly scorching at the plate. In 20 minutes, back to football we go. We'll handicap our favorite plays on the gridiron this weekend as we pick six. And then we make the cards official and chat with the Donkster at 8:40. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium. Each and every day, we stream our final hour here on the show. If you want to do that, just go to BallySportsLive.com or download the Bally Sports Live app. We're also on YouTube TV, DirecTV, Amazon Prime, and Samsung TV Plus, and we are streaming on X as we speak. Chelsea, let's do this. Thursday night football last night, and this was a really good football game with the Bengals pulling the upset over the Steelers, 33-31. The Bengals getting 5.5. The Bengals 2-1 on the money line, and the over hits. Total set at 44 at BetMGM. Two 41-year-olds going at it. I can appreciate that. Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco. Rodgers, 23 of 34, 249 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. But Flacco was in vintage form. Bengals down 10-0 in the second quarter, and the rally gets underway.
Quick throw. Higgins inside the 10. Higgins in the end zone. And a Cincinnati lead.
Sal Michaels on Amazon Prime. So, here we go. Cincy down 10-7 in this game. T. Higgins, 6 catches, 96 yards, and a score, by the way. In the fourth quarter, Steelers down 6 when Rodgers goes deep to Pat Freiermuth. Pittsburgh with a 1-point lead. But the old man, Joe Flacco, drives his team down the field late, and it leads to this.
Snap good. Hold good. Kick good.
There it is. McPherson with his fourth field goal of the game. Evan McPherson. Flacco leads the 23rd fourth quarter comeback of his career. Goes 31 of 47, 342 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks. And the Bengals, just a couple weeks after signing the 41-year-old Flacco, pull the upset. This was a really entertaining matchup.
Absolutely. An absolute shootout between two guys over the age of 40. But I think, obviously, we have to start by giving Joe Flacco his flowers in this one. Even though the game plan probably felt comically obvious, where you say, hey, he's probably just going to throw the ball to Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, Steelers didn't do anything to stop it. Like, those two guys combined for 257 yards. So the Bengals now have some new life injected into them, courtesy of Joe Flacco. And they showed this soundbite during the game where Mike Tomlin was very bitter. The fact that the Browns traded Joe Flacco to a division rival. He said, Joe Flacco still has a lot left in the tank, and you're going to trade him to a division rival? So this is when it actually happened. And last night you saw why he was not posturing. He was actually very bitter at this move. But I think it's a huge red flag now that you see the Steelers defense, who wasn't able to stop anything. This is a Steelers defensive unit that's getting paid $162 million. This is supposed to be a part of a team that is supposed to be your strength. This is supposed to be a traditional, strong Steelers defense. And they gave up 33 points to Joe Flacco. Again, Joe Flacco deserves his flowers, but it wasn't just the passing offense. Chase Brown was breaking off big run after big run, went for a buck, 108 yards last night, which is a season high by a long way. So the Bengals got everything they want in the offense, and the Steelers defense could not stop anything.
The Steelers are so frustrating. Not to me personally, but I would imagine if you're a Steelers fan, you are so over it. You know what I mean? Like, this is what the Steelers do every year. And I love Mike Tomlin. Like, he's such a stud. I love the way he approaches the game. I love the relationships he forms with his players. But the Steelers are going to do what the Steelers are going to do every year, Chelsea. Like, this loss is exactly what you might expect, which is one of the reasons I liked the Bengals last night, plus the 5.5 divisional game in Cincinnati, desperate spot. But Pittsburgh is just going to kind of fool around, and they're going to win some games, and they'll sneak into the playoffs, and it's going to be rinse and repeat every season. They're just in purgatory. They've been in purgatory for a long time. And I would think if you are a Pittsburgh fan, a lot of Steelers fans might be like, you know what, I'd rather go to hell for a couple years and then escape and maybe touch heaven, as opposed to just sitting here again and again and again and again. I know it's one game, but the only reason why Pittsburgh was in this position in the first place, where, oh my God, the Steelers have a chance to win the division, is because the division has completely fallen apart, not necessarily because Pittsburgh is a very good football team. They're just an okay football team.
Right. But it should be noted that they're still 4-2, and they still can win this division. Like, I get what you're saying, and I wholeheartedly agree with you. It feels like a Steelers team that every year makes the playoffs, but then they lose by, like, you know, three touchdowns in the first round of the playoffs. Like, they're going to be getting 9.5 points against, like, the Chiefs or somebody, and they get smoked. Like, oh, the Steelers can keep it close. No, they don't. They get smoked in the first round. But I will say this, like, from an offensive standpoint, Aaron Rodgers had a pretty decent game. Like, I know he had those two picks, and he looked like he had some, like, flashes of maybe some bad decisions in the first half. But still, four touchdowns in this game, you lead your team to 31 points. Usually that should be enough to get a dub in the National Football League. But again, it's like the defense is the problem for the Steelers.
Did you see when Aaron Rodgers threw that downfield pass to Pat Freiermuth, which was fascinating, by the way, because they got together at halftime, and Aaron went over to Pat and said, hey, I'm seeing something here on tape or looking at the tablet, and I see a play we can make here in the second half, and they made it. But as Rodgers was running out the field, did you see one of his offensive linemen, like, jump on him and tackle him? And he was so angry, like, he got up and yelled at his lineman, like, don't do that to me. He was, like, red in the face, which was hilarious because he's like, hey, I'm old. It's hard enough for me to take hits. I don't need one of my 300-plus pound tackles, like, jumping on my back as I'm walking off the field.
But he's right. Now, you know, when you're that old, you cannot be taking chances. And I think the other, like, Aaron Rodgers-ism in the game was when the Steelers were running, like, I think it was, like, a 3rd-and-1 or a 4th-and-1 play, and Aaron Rodgers was literally, like, 10 feet away from the line of scrimmage and did not move a muscle. Literally just stood there while they, like, wildcat snapped into the running back. He was like, you guys go ahead. I will not be finding myself in that scrum.
So true. And yeah, I know I've told this story before, but, you know, I work with Logan Paulson, who used to play tight end for the Redskins back in the day. And Logan is a massive individual. He's 6'5", like 250, 60 pounds. And, like, we got kind of a bromance. Like, I love Logan, but he will always, he thinks it's funny to, like, pick me up and, like, squeeze me. And there's times I'm like, no. Logan, like, I'm almost 52. Like, I am this big. Like, you have to stop, like, picking me up and, like, shaking me. So I get that. And Aaron Rodgers is 41. So I'm like, listen, I appreciate the love. You have to stop doing this. You're going to break my bones. I have soft bones anyway. Also, can we say Ja'Marr Chase? I mean, 16 catches, 161 yards and a score. Fourth receiver in NFL history with two games of at least 14 catches in a single season. I mean, that's not a bad game plan. Just let this guy go.
Right. And the difference is that Joe Flacco knew that he had to get the ball out early and often. Like, he ran a ton of slant routes, or he threw to a bunch of slant routes last night, which is the difference between him and Jake Browning. But as for Ja'Marr Chase, this wasn't even an easy matchup. Like, on paper, you say, oh, Jalen Ramsey's going to do, you know, one-on-one coverage on Ja'Marr Chase. Probably not going to be a big night for him. But, I mean, he had 23 targets. Let's pause there for a second. 23 targets is insane. Insane. Like, when you talk about, like, Puka Nacua, who is, like, the target share king, normally gets, like, 13 targets. Yeah. 23 targets is insanity in the National Football League.
That's how good he is. If there's one guy who deserves it that you just look for each and every single play, that's the guy. And a big reason why the Bengals pulled the upset last night. Next up, the Steelers welcome the Packers on Sunday Night Football, and the Bengals will host the Jets. In Major League Baseball, NLCS Game 3, the Dodgers edging the Brewers 3-1. Dodgers minus 190 on the money line, and the under hits with the over-under set at 7.5. Aaron Ashby gets the start for the Brewers. Does not last long.
Tani is at third to start this one, and Mookie Betts puts the Dodgers on the board right away. Splits the gap. Betts on his way to second. He is in there with an RBI double. 1-0 Dodgers right out of the gate.
TBS with the call, so we're tied at 1 in the sixth. After that, the Dodgers get 2 more, and that's really all they need, Chelsea. This series has been all Los Angeles. Tyler Glass now 1 run, strikes out 8 over 5 2/3. And this series, technically not over, but also over.
It certainly feels like it. Because it felt to me like the Brewers maybe had a chance early on in this series. And I'll say this, like, this is the demoralizing part of some of these losses for the Brewers. If you limit this Dodgers lineup, who has multiple future Hall of Famers and all this postseason experience, to 2 runs and 3 runs, as the Brewers have done in 2 of these 3 games so far, you would think that you have a chance to win these games. But the Brewers lineup have scored a single run in all 3 of the games. You are not going to win many games in baseball at any level when you can only scratch across 1 run. Like, again, the pitching performances have been out of this world for the Dodgers, but still, like, when you get to this level, who do you think you'll be facing? These are the top teams in baseball, so, like, this is where your lineup has to perform even against the best arms, and the Brewers are just not doing it.
Yeah, just not getting it done. Also, Roky Sasaki becomes the first pitcher since 1969 to earn each of his first 3 career saves in the playoffs. Dodgers 1-1 away from going back to the World Series. Last team to do that, the Phillies in 2009. Game 4 tonight in L.A., the Dodgers a big minus 200 favorite on the money line. How about the ALCS? Game 4 last night in Seattle, and the Jays even the series, ripping the Mariners 8-2. Jays plus 105 on the money line, and the overheads total set at 7.5 at BetMGM. Mariners jump out to a 1-0 lead in the second, and then it is all Blue Jays.
Second, nobody out. The 8th pitch, a high line drive to right field. Canzone's going back. It's gone again. It's Jimenez out of the 9th spot, sparking the Jays for the second night in a row.
Call courtesy of FS1. Andrés Giménez has been unbelievable in this series. 2-for-4 last night, 4 RBI. Vladdy Jr. goes deep again. He has 5 home runs in the postseason. That breaks the Blue Jays playoff record. And how about another old man? Max Scherzer, 2 runs over 5 2/3. John Schneider tried to take him out in the 5th, and Scherzer was not having that, Chelsea. He was great when he needed to be.
Absolutely. Like, he instinctually knows when he's on his game. And even when you give up a couple runs, it certainly makes your job a lot easier when you get the kind of run support that the Blue Jays have been providing. This offense has been an absolute wagon. I think it was more of an anomaly what we saw in the first 2 games with this Blue Jays offense going cold, because now you look at the entirety of the postseason, the Blue Jays by themselves have been averaging more than 7 runs a game in the postseason. And think about it. They've been facing, you know, the aces of these teams and some of the best teams in the American League. So it's absolutely wild what they are doing from an offensive standpoint. As for the Mariners, I don't think they're out of it just yet. I think both these teams are pretty evenly matched, but the Mariners are certainly going to have to bring their bats with them if they expect to keep up with this Blue Jays offense that continues to absolutely rake.
I was just laughing watching Max yell at John Schneider last night, like, refusing to come out of the game. And then the quotes after the game about what went down when they were speaking with one another, politely having an exchange about baseball, are pretty great. Where Schneider said, I thought he was going to kill me. I thought he was going to kill me. George Springer said, yeah, when it comes to Max, I just try to stay away from him. When he gets in that zone, like remember a few years ago, this is when I believe Max was in D.C. and he got kicked out of the game. He wasn't even pitching. He was just so angry at the balls and strikes here at Nats Park. He was yelling at the umps and they kicked him out. I don't know if there's another player in baseball who gets that intense, but I'll tell you what, this is why you sign a guy like that, because even though he struggled at the end of the year, he was Mad Max, classic Mad Max last night.
Right, and the spotlight was never going to be too big for him. Like, this is the seventh LCS that he has played in his career.
Yeah.
And I understand the regular season was not kind to Max, but he absolutely turned it on. I'm trying to think of what actor would play him. Has to be like Christian Bale, right?
Oh, yeah.
An absolute psychopath. Yeah. I feel like I would watch that movie.
He won't kill you, but close. Now, he'll pitch lights out, but he's right there on the edge. So it makes him so good. Game 5 tonight in Seattle. Blue Jays, a short -115 favorite. We'll see if that'll be on the card later on in the show. Coming up, Chelsea has 3 football games she likes. I've got 3 games I like. We'll put them together, and we will pick 6. That is next to the Daily Tip, and it is on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Chelsea, have you thought ahead? I bet you have. To Halloween? I mean, it's going to be here before you know it. It's the 17th. The family, are you guys going to dress up? I mean, you got to get those costumes in.
Well, Blake's definitely dressing up. I don't know about, like, the whole family. I think Jake is going to be, like, out of town that weekend, so it would be just me. But Blake already has, like, 3 Halloween costumes.
Nice.
But for children at Halloween in this era, there are so many Halloween events that it kind of calls for multiple costumes. So she's going to be a fairy princess. Okay. She's going to be Elsa, a Frozen princess.
Yes.
And then there is just a generic princess costume. So she is going to be a princess, but in 3 different ways, which is par for the course for most 5-year-old girls.
Yeah, that sounds about right. All right, good for her. We have our costumes picked out. Well, mine's going to be easy. Catherine has to make hers. I'm not giving it away. We're very proud of this costume. I think I told you guys off the air. But we also were deciding where we're going to go for a costume contest on Halloween night, and we were going to go to our regular spot. And then we decided, no, let's not do it because
we keep
getting punished for being regulars. We keep getting punished for being regulars. We won the first year. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, our costumes have been lights out. I don't know how many times we've been told, you guys should have won, you guys should have won. But we went in on Tuesday and we heard, hey, we have all new judges this year. You guys should definitely come by. Definitely come by. Definitely come by. So I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know. The pressure's on. They're trying to, like, shoehorn us into, like, coming in. I think we're going to go to Capitol Hill, hand out some candy to some kids where our friends live because they have kids that dress up. It's really cute. And then late night, I think we're going to go back to the costume contest. And this time, we're taking home a win. We're taking home a dub this year. I'm going to call it right now.
Hmm. Yeah, no matter what it takes. Maybe look up Tanya Harding strategies. But what about doing multiple costume contests? Like, there has to be a lot in the D.C. area.
Yeah, that's true. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. And we have a very D.C.-esque sort of costume, which I'm very happy about. That usually plays well. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But I don't know if I can do multiple costumes. I don't know. My costume is actually very simple, so maybe I could. It's Catherine. She's the real X factor because she's the one that likes to create the costume and puts a lot of work in. So it's a possibility. Also a possibility that we could sweep our bets this weekend. So we've got more football to talk about. Let's get to it.
Pick six. Pick six.
You know what? I'm rubbing my hands together. I'm starting tonight. Cal. -8.5. Hosting North Carolina. Cal Bears have been a surprise this season. 4-2. I still cannot get over the fact that they're in the ACC. This should be Pac-12 after dark. Instead, it's ACC after dark. What I really can't get over is this headline in the San Francisco Gate. Jordan Hudson's boyfriend could hit college football rock bottom against Cal. The disrespect to Bill Belichick, but it is warranted. Think about all the stories we've heard about North Carolina. The, quote, rats leaving the ship. How they overspent in the portal for players who cannot play. Aren't at the P4 level. How the coaches aren't doing their jobs. How everyone wants to leave. They are a mess. How about Bill Belichick? Maybe discussing a buyout. He denied it. I don't know if I believe that. Regardless, Cal has a great freshman quarterback in Jaron Keawe-Sanga-Polatele. Took me 30 minutes to learn that, and I got it right. JKS. I think he will whip up on that Carolina defense, which has given up a total of 72 points in the last two games alone. Money coming in on Carolina? I don't care. Cal, -8.5 tonight in Berkeley.
Ooh, over under on the amount of people who dress up as Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick. I feel like this has to be one of the more popular, like, sports-themed costumes. I am honestly surprised you guys didn't consider this.
It's a really good one. I'm just afraid. I'm afraid of doing something that other people
might do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole Travis and Taylor thing last year was a big thing. And there were a lot of people that did that. We're like, we don't want to do that. Like, we were Barbie and Ken before Barbie and Ken became popular. We were way early on that. We took one production shot, one production picture before the movie was released and did it. And it slayed, and we still didn't win. So we're trying to be ahead of the curve here. So it's a great idea, but I feel like we might see it a few times.
Mm, it's like all those girls who were like Harley Quinn for like 6 years in a row. You're like, we get it. You're Harley Quinn. So some of those costumes need to be retired just because they have been done so, so much. All right, back to the game. If you want to watch it, UNC and Cal square off tonight in Berkeley at 10:30.
Pick six. Pick six.
All right, to the NFL we go for a game that I think is going to be pretty much a snooze fest if you're hoping for points. Going to take the under 37.5 between the Dolphins and the Browns. 37.5 is a comically low number, but this one squares up for a game where they're going to be running the football a lot. Let's start with the weather in this one. In Cleveland, on Sunday, we were supposed to see wind gusts of 50 to 60 miles an hour. 80% chance of storms. This is not going to be an easy weather situation for either of these quarterbacks. And think of Tua Tagovailoa. Do you think he has a strong enough arm to overcome some of these wind gusts? I feel like not. oh, so you have to run against the Browns? The Browns' rush defense is one of the best in the NFL, the third best statistical run defense in the league. So I think the Dolphins are going to have trouble scoring. And the Browns have had trouble scoring in every single game. They have not scored more than 17 points in any single game this year. I understand that the Dolphins' defense is bad, but still playing against the elements. And the fact that if both teams are going to be running the football, that means the clock is going to be winding down by the second. So 37.5 feels like a low number, but I'm still hitting the under between the Dolphins and the Browns.
I definitely think that is the right side there. I kind of like the Browns minus 2.5, but not going to make it official. It is a 1 o'clock Eastern kick in Cleveland on Sunday.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Back to the college game we go. Vanderbilt. Vandy. Minus 2.5. Hosting number 10 LSU. It's a classic number you look at and you say, whoa, higher-ranked team getting points? I'm going to hammer that. No, don't do that. Do you really want to trust this LSU offense, which has had a lot of trouble running the ball and issues on third downs all season long? You do not. And Garrett Nussmeier, for all the hype in the preseason, hasn't quite been the quarterback we expected. I would much rather roll with Diego Pavia. Nussmeier is just banged up. Like, he was banged up before the season started. Vanderbilt is so good in the trenches, and they're especially good on the offensive line. At some point in this game, LSU will do what it always does, which is have a critical turnover at a bad time. And that's when the Commodores will capitalize. Also, Vandy has lost 10 straight to LSU. That's going to end on Saturday. Vandy minus 2.5. They cover the number and get the win.
Even if you did zero investigating into this game, I think it says a lot that Vandy is favored against a blue blood and a top 10 team in LSU. The odds makers know a lot, and there is a reason they have been building those huge, shiny casinos in Las Vegas, because they win a lot of money. So I believe the odds makers here, if you want to watch it, a noon start in Nashville at First Bank Stadium.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Whoa.
Nobody comes to the bank and pushes us around. I didn't even know if it was First Bank Stadium, and I live here. All right, back to the NFL for me. I had to dig deep because I didn't love a lot of the spreads in the NFL this week. So what we did is we looked into some first half numbers. So the trend that I'm banking on here is the fact that the Packers defense has been absolutely lights out so far this season when it comes to limiting opponents in the first half. The top team in the NFL averaging just 4.4 points per game to opponents. And here's the thing. The line on the Cardinals this week is 9.5. 9.5 points in the first half. I'm going to hit the under here because if you look at the Packers, they have been absolute stalwarts on the defense, at least in the first half. They shut out the Bengals and the Browns. I get it. Maybe not the best offenses. Allowed just 3 to the Commanders and the Lions in the first half. There was only one game this year in which the Packers gave up this number, and that was to the Cowboys. Gave up 16, but the Cowboys also averaging 29 points per game, a far cry from Cardinals offense that's averaging bottom 10 in the league in points per game. Kyler Murray is banged up. Marvin Harrison Jr. is in concussion protocol. So I feel like it's going to be tough sledding for this Cardinals offense, at least in the first half. So under 9.5 points for the Cardinals in the first half is the play.
All right. I like that a lot. Man, you bet on the Cardinals. Here I was talking about how we never pay attention to Arizona. We never pay attention to the Cardinals. And here you are with a Cardinals first half team total under. That's what I'm talking about. You're doing college. I'm doing the NFL. Pick what you like. Packs and cards meet in the desert at 4:25 Eastern on Sunday.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Notre Dame. Minus 9.5. Hosting USC. This is a rivalry game. Don't forget that. This bet is made partially out of hate. I mean, what does it tell you that a few years ago, Lincoln Riley could not wait to get the hell out of Oklahoma? You know what I mean? Still got that Sooner stench on him, though. It's my weekly shot at OU. Had to be done. This may seem like a lot of points, but a few things here. Number one, this line opened at 8.5. So we're seeing money come in on Notre Dame. But this is not a spot where you want to trust USC. If you go back to last season, USC is 1-6 against the number in their last 7 on the road. And also in recent history, Notre Dame has owned this series. 6-1 in their last 7 against the Trojans. They've won 5 straight against USC, and they won last year's meeting by 12 points. Again, If the Irish have a chance to pour the points on, they will because of this longstanding rivalry. Yes, USC has a very good quarterback in Jaden Maiava, but I think Notre Dame uses its running game to force the issue here and eventually cover this number late. Let's go Irish in South Bend, laying 9.5.
Ooh, a rivalry matchup, and I can guarantee you almost that that game is on NBC. Don't they always carry Notre Dame? The Trojans and Irish kicking off things at 7 Eastern in South Bend on Saturday.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right. More garbage games that we will be betting on. Another under for me as I'm hitting the under 41. It is an alt line at minus 125. We want that key number between the Giants and the Broncos. This is banking on the fact that the Broncos have been one of the best teams to the under all season long. They have had one game so far this season go past the 30s. So we're talking about all kinds of low-scoring affairs. And it makes a ton of sense when you look at this defense because they have been so locked down in the red zone. I think when you play totals, you are rooting for field goals. You don't need touchdowns. You need, at least if they give up some yards, it needs to be a field goal. If you look at Denver, they're allowing opponents to score touchdowns on their trips to the red zone just 28% of the time. That is a far number one metric compared to the other teams in the NFL. The Chargers are second on that list at 42%. So I understand the Giants certainly have some things to like in their offense. Cam Scataboo, electric. Jackson Dart is amazing, but still, this is going to be a really tough defense for them to face. One of the best passing defenses in the league. It will force them to run, which also goes into the under, but I honestly don't think that they're going to have much success in the red zone. And then you look at the Broncos offense. Bo Nix has looked a bit wobbly so far this season, so I don't really believe in this Broncos offense as well. So 41 seems too high for me. Let's hit the under between the Broncos and the Giants.
I am going to tell that personally. I also would lean Broncos laying 7. I just feel like the market is a little too high on the Giants, and everyone's excited about Dart and Scataboo, and they are fun. There's no question about that. But overall, the Giants are still a bad football team, and I think they go in a mile high and they run out of gas, so I would lean Broncos there. Regardless, Giants and Broncos get things going at 4:05 Eastern in the Mile High City. When you were talking about First Bank Stadium, in Vanderbilt.
First Bank Stadium.
First Bank. I remember years ago, long before M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore was M&T Bank, in the early aughts, they were PSI Net Stadium. And PSI Net went bankrupt, like during the dot-com bubble. But there was an old quote we used to laugh at when I was working in TV back in the day that one of the players said, And he was as serious as possible. He's like, you don't just come into PSI Net and get a win. We're like, please don't say that. Like, say Baltimore, say Charm City. You don't just come into PSI Net. And you don't, because it's bankrupt now. It always cracks me up when you see things like that.
I think I saw that with Kentucky players talking about Kroger Field.
Yeah.
You're like, nobody comes into Kroger Field, the vaunted SEC venue, and pushes us around. But, I mean, some of these have good home field environments. And I will say this. Long gone are the days where Vandy's stands are empty and everybody's doing homework on Saturdays. They actually get fans. Like, it's not going to be compared to Death Valley anytime soon.
No.
But still, like, nobody's going to be like, First Bank Stadium, iconic.
You know who comes into Kroger Field? Everybody. Everybody comes to Kroger Field. It's just hard to take a team seriously. Where do you play Kroger Field? Oh. That out back of a super... No, it's a real field. Oh, okay. Coming next on the show. All right, not the best start to our week, but fortunately for us, we do our best work towards the end of the week, just in time for the weekend, our best bets, the Donkster coming up next. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Before we hand things over to Bet Sweats. Oh, man, I'm excited about this weekend. But we got a friend of ours coming in tonight. My friend Jamie DM'd me last night. She's like, hey, let's do drinks tonight. I'm coming in from, like, Green Bay. That'll be fun. But the big story is tomorrow, I want to get your take on this. Because the lovely Catherine has picked out her wedding dress. She did that a few months ago. Oh. Getting married in April. But like me, she's always in her head. And so for months, I've heard, I don't know, a little worried. I was like, about what? You're going to look great no matter what. She's like, I don't know. There's this one other dress I keep thinking about. And she's already picked out the dress. She's already ordered the dress. Well, guess what? Tomorrow, there is a trunk show in Arlington. So she's going to go have one last look at this second dress. Well, I go to Theismann's. That's why I was asking D-Day about that. And I'm going to watch some football until she's done. Then we're going to get together. But she's going to have one last look at a second dress just to make sure that she got the right one. And she was like, do you think I'm crazy? I was like, no, it's our wedding day. So obviously you want to get it right. I don't care. But if it makes you feel better, do it. But now we could have a switch up at the last second.
Ah, commitment issues. Mere months.
Don't say
before
that.
Before the wedding.
No. It's like, hey, about our wedding date. Like, I'm having, we push that back a little bit.
I have this second option. This high school boyfriend.
I know. I was thinking about, and while you are great, okay, let's get that out there. Also, you know, it's a big commitment. So there's this guy I've always liked. We never really gave it a shot. So not worried about that, but she is definitely, I told her, I was like, look, if this will make you feel better, and if you like it, by all means. I mean, you're going to look amazing no matter what. But if it makes you feel better, I think it's just, she just needs to see. You know, sometimes you can kind of catastrophize and say, what about this? What about this? But once she sees it, then she'll have a real idea about how she feels. She's got to do it, so she's going to knock it out.
So she only ordered it. She hasn't tried it on?
Not yet. They're having this show. She's ordered the first one, which, and that would be a whole thing about sending that back and, you know, the disparity in money and all that stuff. But she's going to go tomorrow and try it on and see what she thinks.
I think that's the biggest deal is, like, yeah, you got to try it on. Like, it's wild that, like, when I got married that, like, I feel like buying dresses online wasn't, like, it was a thing.
Right.
But, like, I definitely tried on dresses because, like, it's like this with clothes where mm-hmm. things can look great online, but if they don't look good on your body, it does not matter. So I think trying it on will help. And I'll also say this. In the day and age we live in where everybody is over the top, honestly, if she wants to do multiple dresses, she probably could. A dress for the ceremony and a dress for the reception. This is a very popular trend. Now, normally the reception dress is something that she can dance in, but, like, let her know. Like, it doesn't have to be just one dress for her wedding. It does need to be one man, but she can have two dresses.
Oh, that'd be great. So, listen, come out.
for the marriage in your one dress. Then, obviously, we're married. You have immediate regret. Then it's an annulment. And then you come out in a different dress. And then it's just one big party.
Let's for the divorce.
For the divorce.
For the annulment.
And then that reception turns into just one big shindig. Like, hey, congrats on your marriage, but also congrats on your divorce. You got it all done in one fell swoop. Now, it's going
to
be good.
To be clear, I would not joke about this if I like didn't think you guys were standing on like solid
ground. No.
Like it's if you guys were that like train wreck couple, this is something you wouldn't bring up to them. You're like, yeah, you guys are great.
Yeah.
But like you know how it is. Like if you know somebody, you can joke with them. So like just know for the people listening at home, like you guys are awesome.
Thank you. That's very kind of you to say. We're super, super excited. Well, we're also excited about Bet Sweats, giving out our best bets. We'll do that in mere moments. Coming up next on Chelsea, you know it. Bet Sweats. No need for a sounder. We got it ourselves. Joe O and Sammy P will hand out their favorite plays in the NFL, college football, of course, and tonight's games in Major League Baseball. And then our good friend Kelly in Vegas will be along at 11:20. All right, here we go. One of the few times you have a bigger card than I do, so let's get to our favorite plays of the weekend.
Time to place your bets.
I like what I'm seeing, Chelsea. Let's do it.
All right. Best bet of the weekend is going to be in the NFL on somebody who has tremendous upside, and it feels like we're still getting a pretty low number for him. So I'm going to go with Chiefs receiver Rashee Rice over 56.5 receiving yards for a -140 over at BetMGM for this reason. So we know it's his first game back after his suspension, but when he has played and when he has been healthy, because might I add, he is not coming off an injury. He is coming off the suspension, so he will be able to hit the ground running. Last year in three healthy games with the Chiefs, he was a target share king, had 103 yards, 75 yards, and 110 yards receiving. So Patrick Mahomes likes to throw the ball to Rashee Rice. And plus, the matchup is great this weekend. If you look at the Raiders, they're giving up the fifth most receiving yards to opposing wide receivers, and they've given up this number of 56.5 to a wide receiver in 5 of 6 games this year. So this doesn't even feel like a super high number for a receiver. Rashee Rice is the true number one in Kansas City, so I think they use him early and often. So let's go Rashee Rice over 56.5 receiving yards for -140.
All right. I am just going with one bet on the card. So 4-0 last night. That was a good night for me. Nice little rally. So I'm going to have a stress-free weekend and just go with baseball. Bet I had last night, which came home, Dodgers -1. This is -139. These -1 bets are fascinating to me. Like I did yesterday, if you like the Dodgers at plus money on the run line, I like that as well. Shohei on the mound for the Dodgers tonight, and the last time we saw him was in the NLDS against the Phillies. Quality start, 3 runs over 6 innings, part of a 5-3 Dodgers win, and pitching in Philly is so very tough to do. He has an easier assignment tonight in LA against a Brewers team that just has not been able to hit the ball. Shohei, not a lot of innings this year on the mound, but still good enough to know that he can get this done. A 1-1 record with a 2.87 ERA and 62 strikeouts overall during the regular season. In big moments, I'm a believer in big-time names, and Shohei, I believe, does get it done tonight. And also the Brewers, they have just run out of arms. This is going to be a bullpen game for them, essentially. And if you look at their postseason record, the Brewers have lost 10 straight games in the playoffs going back to 2018. I think this is all Dodgers, and they get the sweep. Let's go LA -1, and it's -139.
Yeah, that's too good of a bet not to tail. So that's going to be on my card as well, simply because the Brewers just can't score runs either. Like, it has to be a gut punch that you're actually getting some good games from your starters and even your bullpen guys, limiting an electric Dodgers offense to like 3 runs to 2 runs. But you're only scoring 1 run a game, exactly 1 run a game. So the Brewers offense is not one I want to trust. Dodgers -1 feels like a very solid play. On to the other game in Major League Baseball. Going to go with the Blue Jays and Mariners game. Going to go with Mariners' Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBI. He has hit this number in 3 of 4 games against the Blue Jays in this series, and also has really good numbers against Kevin Gausman. He is 5 of 12. With 3 home runs. He got him last time around in this series. And Cal Raleigh is hitting .315 for the postseason. he is doing even better in the postseason than he was in the regular season when it comes to batting average. So a good spot for him tonight over his hits, runs, RBI over 1.5 for -110 is my final play of the card.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Let's get some dubs this weekend. Also, a reminder, everyone, if you want to check us out on YouTube, it is easy to do. You can check out The Daily Tip along with every show on the BetMGM Network. Just like and subscribe. And as always, you can listen on the Odyssey app. All right, before we get to Bet Sweats and find out what's going on there, I'd love to get a take on Bengals Steelers as well, so we'll ask Sammy P about that. Let's bring in the Donkster. Good morning, Donkster. It's a Friday.
I've been thinking about it, and I'd like to be taken more seriously on this show. So I just want to hand out my play and be done.
Oh. That's a shocker. Okay. Go ahead then.
Houston -1 hosting Arizona.
That's it?
That's it. You can never go wrong going all in on some Cougars.
Oh,
there we go.
That's what I thought.
If you're a divorced mother of three, DM me by noon because my inbox is almost full.
That's what I thought. Well, coming up next on Bet Sweats, we get the pleasure of listening and watching my good friend, Sam Panayotovich. Sammy P, good morning, buddy.
I would offer up a nice bounty if Donkster would read his last 10 DMs on the air. Just the last 10. A nice cash prize. What do we think?
Oh, that's a good idea. Generate some ratings there.
The funniest bet would be like the over-under of like responses, because I imagine all of his DMs are just very one-sided.
Red, 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 red.
Nobody responds.
Blocked, 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 blocked. Something like that.
I heard he was working on a cologne too. Joe told me about this cologne he's working on.
Yeah,
in my
it's
paper.
Called
Thank you
Redonkulous for the animal in all of us. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Oh.
I have absolute killer. Lady killer. What did you think of the Bengals and Steelers last night? Are the Steelers just like the Steelers always are? I've been saying this. They're always going to be the Steelers and kind of just limp into the playoffs and not do anything. Is that not giving them enough credit?
Losing the first game, per usual, under Mike Tomlin as of late. I think we're not giving enough credit to old man Flacco. He was really good last night, guys. He was really good.
Well, yeah, when you have Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, and one would think, like, hey, that's probably going to be the game plan, and Mike Tomlin probably knew that, and he still couldn't stop it.
Right? I know. Some people at this network are not very happy. It's been a long couple of weeks for the Penn State faction, the Steelers fans. Woo! Let's go!
Yeah. Slap on some Redonkulous and just go out and have a time. You guys deserve it. Sammy, oh, there it is. Look at that face. Come on. Great to see you, buddy. That's it for this edition of The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea Messenger, D-Day, Denton Day, David Double D Dykstra, Dylan Mitchell on the Donkster. I'm Michael Jenkins. Good luck on your bets. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.